crawling on the bus. Yeah, Corby
pushes him down.
He's going through the wire and dub one.
Oh, thanks.
It fell off. All right, let's see if he calls us back. I got a picture from a guy who met him at 4:15 a.m. It's a pretty weak looking compared to Adam Romo's squirrel costume. Okay, let me. Hi, you're on the air. You're caller 4.
Yeah, I was calling for the Led Zeppelin tickets.
Yeah, you won. That's right. You're going to be going to the AAC for Get the Lead Out. And what's your favorite radio station?
Man, I love The Ticket.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Corby Davidson. He's on his way to Phoenix on a bus.
Hey, what number called me? Because it showed up as an unknown. Was that the guest line?
No, I called from one of the main lines. So,
Should I
use the guest line? Does that indicate that it's the guest line? I don't know.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I almost answered, but I was like, it looks weird.
Let's get a sit rep. What's your status?
Well, you guys have hit Yahtzee if you're cheering for conflict, because we are about 40 miles away from El Paso. And apparently, about 10 minutes ago, a massive wreck has occurred in front of us. And we are at a, as they say in travel terms, at a standstill.
I'm not rooting for this. And I'm also against all the emailers or tweeters or whoever's contacting me saying, oh, this isn't that tough. Corby's having a good time. He's with P1s. Look at how much fun. He had free tacos in wherever. Look, it's still almost a 24-hour. Now it's going to be a 24-hour bus ride.
Yeah,
it could be the most fun bus ride ever, and it's still going to be. This is worse than flying.
I think what they wanted is for you guys to put me on the bus last night on like a Hannibal Lecter gurney and just sit me there for however long it took, where I can't move, I can't speak, I can't eat.
Right. Maybe put a rat inside a bag on your head or something.
Right.
like
Chuck.
This is a worthy bet pay. I would not want to do this over anything we've ever done. This is the lowest.
Did you get any looks after they ushered you on first?
I did not, because I don't think too many people saw that or cared, really. I don't know. Because
I would have.
It wasn't me. I wasn't first. It was the two P1s.
I'm always pissed at those the Marines that get to go on the flight first.
Right.
What have you ever
totally.
Done?
Yeah, right. I am too. Wearing their fatigues.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Look at me.
Oh, okay. Three limbs.
So do a lot of people on the bus know what's going on?
They're aware. They're definitely aware because of the activity that has ensued at certain stops. Yeah, they're aware.
So what happened at the 4:15 a.m.? I heard you early this morning talking about it.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I think we got there right around 4. Because we left early, as Jake can attest to, as he literally whisked me away. We got there at like 4 o'clock, and there was a slew of P1s there with signs, and there was a catering company that brought burritos for the entire bus. It was awesome that they're still snacking on here. Matter of fact, we picked up a few people who have seen the tray of burritos that have asked, to deal with those things.
How's the no-leg guy doing, Corby?
Oh, hey, Justin. We thought that you knew him. Like, Jake mentioned you were in a Facebook chat group with him.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him that I said that yet.
Have they grown back yet?
No. No. It was very weird, too, when I pointed it out to Jake.
What was your 4:15 a.m. stop?
Because I believe I used the term.
Oh, I thought he was not talking. You cut out for a moment. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I did. I said that he was, the guy next to me was working with fewer legs than most.
But not all.
Factual. Not all.
He also looked like a, looked like he was in a biker gang too. Like,
yeah.
Justin looks like friendly guy with one leg. He looked like hardcore meth dealing guy on one leg.
Like he lost him in the shootout in Waco.
So we're dudes.
Yeah.
And as a dude, we're not good people. Inside our heads, we're not good. And so any locale that I'm at, I'm just going to be honest here. I will size up all the ladies and rank them in my head. And then one might become, I don't know, if you're in the press box, well, now you're press box hot. You're the number one ranked person in this area. You're, and then you try to see where would that translate outside. So what are we talking about for bus hot? How are we looking?
I'm trying to, I think that our one participant is gone. Our one female is gone. This is a total dude bus. This is Jake now turned into Con Air.
Oh, hell yeah.
Con Ground.
There was one guy, though, in Con Air that kind of filled that role, though.
Yeah, he was...
That's right.
He was trans.
That's right, Jake. That's right. It's courageous for you to say that.
So yeah. There was only one lady on the bus.
Yes.
They Me Too'd her off.
Any convicts?
She had a dog. She had a dog, too. And I was thinking, man, I could have brought my dog.
That would have been great.
I could have brought my pit bull.
It could be barking in the background right now.
Kept me safe.
Pit bull! So what's your seating situation like? Is it 2-2? Like, is there someone right next to you right now? Is it one of those 2P1s?
Yeah, Ben. Ben is next to me now.
Ben and Cletus are on the bus?
Ben and Cletus, yeah. We've been having spirited discussion. They've been guiding me through what they feel is best for the radio station's future, and I've taken notes.
I thought it was funny yesterday because I'm on the email thread of Greyhound guy. One of the executives at Greyhound was making sure Corby had a ticket and a backup plan and all this kind of stuff. And they're going back and forth, and I see an email come in like at 6 or 6:30 last night. And it's Corby responding, saying, hey, what do you think I need to bring on the bus?
Unbelievable.
Like, that was your planning process started at 6:30 yesterday.
Yeah. What do you want me to, like, do it the day before? Dan, do you think that you would have had a plan, like, a month before?
I would have scouted the bus. I would have been on that bus ahead of time. I wanted to get a tour of the bus. They had me set up that we were going to meet right after break. And I didn't have to go do it. Because they called me and said, you still want a tour of the bus? I'm like, eh, all right. I don't really care now. I just wanted to make sure it was as comfortable as I could make it. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sleep at all?
Intermittently. Like, I took I was on the air with Donnie and Norm, and I took like a 45-minute nap after that. I actually think I've gotten like 3 hours of sleep, which isn't terrible.
Okay, well, that's done.
Hey, guys, so somebody had tweeted out or emailed or whatever the bus tracker.
Yeah.
And if you search by departure city, it's not showing the one that left at 12:50. So I want to track your bus. Is there a schedule? There's something that says enter the schedule number found on your ticket.
Yeah, the problem is that we made a stop that was not on the ledger, and we didn't make a stop that was on the ledger. So I don't really know. We were supposed to stop in Van Horn, and we definitely did not stop in Van Horn. But we stopped in Pecos, and it didn't say we were supposed to stop at Pecos.
Well, I just wonder if they have a GPS, and I'm looking at this online, will tell me exactly where you are. Can you give us your schedule number?
Yeah, what's our bus number?
Found on your ticket, it says. Search by schedule number, it says.
I mean, I'm looking at it.
You're looking at his bus?
Yeah.
All right. Airdrop me.
1415.
1415 is what I look for?
1415?
Oh, okay, yeah. Phone? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. 1415. Yeah.
You're almost to Juarez.
Okay, so it's not showing.
Are we really?
Yeah.
You're seeing like a map?
No. Yeah.
Okay, what
okay,
about
then
this?
Why am I not seeing that?
Yeah.
Would you guys accept this as the finality of the bet payoff? Like, I get out of it here. Like, we get to Juarez. I get off the bus. And you never see me again.
You join the Sinaloa cartel.
You don't have to go to Phoenix, but you're now an expatriate of the United States.
Yeah. Does that qualify for completing the bet payoff?
You leave your kids fatherless?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep, you drive a hard bargain.
To avoid 8 hours. I leave my family.
All right, well, we'll talk to you in an hour. Let's do the 1:30 news with you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Are you moving at all?
We're moving at a pace, I would say, about a half mile an hour.
Maybe you should get out, stretch the legs, jog alongside it.
Yeah, maybe pop a squat right here in the median.
Do some Kegels.
Your dad would, wouldn't he?
He definitely would.
All right, Snake.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you soon.
Good job.
Bye.
There's Corby.